Good morning. It's good to see all of you out in the parking lot this morning. I have one announcement before we get on the air. It is a surprise. August 23rd at 1 o'clock, we want to line up on North Argyle for a drive-by for Wanda Cook's birthday. If you can do that, please come and join us. It is a surprise. So don't let her know. If you have any questions, ask Deb. She's out there in the parking lot. A couple other announcements this morning is we are looking for radio sponsors. And if you have not sent in your offering, I know some mornings we're not quite here. If you haven't done so, please send them into the office or by EFT or online. And also we're going to, I've got a letter from Karen Herrmann. I can't thank you all enough for the prayers, love, encouragement, faith, and trust you've placed in me, supporting me through the call to ministry. When God brought this church family, leaders, and pastor into my life, he blessed me so richly. I pray that this new chapter in our relationship is just as much a blessing. Rather than being the end, I pray we will all see it as the beginning of a new thing. God is good all the time, and I thank him for all of you. And God is doing Isaiah 43:18 through 19 and Revelations 21:5. And so you can look those up. That's from Karen Herrmann. Birthdays this week. We have Bo Bowerman today. Carrie is tomorrow. Caleb is on the 11th. Fred Walton is on the 11th. And I believe they're going to try to circle Fred's window at Autumnwood if you would like to join in. Bristol is this week. Julie Gordon, Sarah Ridley, and Gary Benicki. If you would like to wish them a happy birthday, please do so. And maybe we can just sing or have a happy birthday played. Hope everybody has a great birthday this week. Now we're going to turn our attention to our service this morning. We thank you, Tina, for playing for us this morning before we begin. And now we're going to sing Step by Step, followed by I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me.
Seek you in the morning.
Hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Let's do our call to worship. Seek the Lord with expectancy and hope. And when you find him, he will be your happiness. And you will worship and serve him the rest of your life. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for lifting us, especially on this Sunday as we come to worship you. Help us to go step by step, to be happy and worship and serve you, that we do that each and every day for the rest of our lives. We pray that we will keep our eyes on you. So open our eyes and our ears, our eyes and our hearts, that we seek you with all of it, with all of ourselves. May we praise you this day and every day. In the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Our next song is You Are Mine. You Are Mine.
I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fears. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here.
I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the
strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know my name.
Follow me, I will bring you home. My love.
going to ask the children that are here to come up to the building. And those of you who are home, I hope your children are listening. Today I want to games with ball. Well, the kids are coming. I have some beautiful daffodils here that from Gayla's house. They're absolutely gorgeous. Come on over. So I know some of you play different sports, and I want you to help me out this morning in naming what type of balls or what kind of sports have balls, so you can tell your parents. So do you guys play any type of sports with balls? What do you play? Basketball, softball. What other kind of sports have balls? Football, tennis, soccer. You don't know. Do you know in the papers that I was reading and give me some of the ideas, they even said ping pong. I don't think of that as a sport, do you? Yeah, but when we play it, there is a ball, isn't there? Ping pong. There's also what we have, bocce balls, ladder balls. They're all kind of different balls, aren't they? So what happens if you're playing a sport with a ball and say baseball, right? And you got to have your bat up, right? If you don't look for the ball to come, what's going to happen? You'll probably get hit. And you won't be able to hit the ball, will you? Especially if you're looking this way and the ball's coming from that way, right? That could be kind of dangerous, right? Our story today is about Peter. I don't know if you remember Peter in our New Testament. Peter is in a boat with the disciples, and Jesus comes up, and Jesus says, "Come on out of the boat and walk on water." So Jesus is walking on water. So Peter looks at Jesus, and you know what he does? He steps outside the boat, and he walks on water. But you know what happens? Peter took his eyes off Jesus, and then do what happens? He fell in the water because he took his eyes off of Jesus. So when we're playing sports, whether it's basketball, if you don't keep your eye on the basketball and you know where to throw it, if you don't do that, how are you going to get it to the next person? Can you do it? Most likely no. Could you get the basket if you don't watch? No. So we have to keep our eyes on the ball, but we also especially need to keep our eyes on Jesus, right? And so can you remember that this week, that we need to keep our eyes on Jesus? And whatever we do, whether we're playing sports or playing in the swimming pool or we're playing with our friends or we're going to school or we're sitting at the table eating a meal with our family, whatever we're doing, right? We have to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Can you do that for me? You tell your sister who's not here? Okay, good. I don't know if she's listening on the radio. But for those of you listening on the radio, I hope that you too will tell Mom and Dad that you also will keep your eyes on Jesus and tell them all kinds of sports that you play with the ball, and maybe you can tell them the story about what Peter does. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that we have sports that we can play. Of course, right now it's kind of hard, but some are playing and some are not. But we can get the point that if we don't keep our eyes on you, that it may not go as well as it could. So, Lord, help us and guide us and lead us to look at you, to see you, to always put our eyes on you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up, guys. Have a great day. All right. I can't get in. I shall learn to take my bulletin outside with me so I know what's next. So I think we have an Old Testament reading. At least that's what I'm going to do when I get up here. So if you turn in your Bibles to Psalms, if you're at home or if you have one in your car, we're going to read chapter 105 of Psalms, verses 1 through verse 1 to 6, verses 16 to 22, and verse 45b. So 105 is part of a song. 105, 106, 1 to 6. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. Till what he foretold came to pass. Till the word of the Lord proved him true. All the king sent and released him. The ruler of people sent him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princesses as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. And then verse 45b is praise the Lord. May God add his blessing upon the reading of his word. Let us sing now, precious Lord, take my hand.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Precious Lord, linger near, when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand. Precious Lord,
We're going to pray this morning for the health store here in town. That's this week's prayer. So let us go to our Lord. Heavenly Father, you know those prayer concerns that are on our hearts. For those that have been in car accidents, we ask that you continue to heal them or any type of accident. Make their body heal quickly. Help them to be restored. And help them as they do rehab, they may be able to get their strength back. We pray, Lord, for those that have lost their lives. We ask, Lord, that you be with families and comfort them, bring them peace, and to help them through this time of mourning. We ask you, Lord, that you be with those that have had surgery, that they too can be restored quickly, to be able to get back to work and get back to the things that they were doing before surgery, and that they be strengthened and healed completely. Lord, we come before you and pray for our community and our church, for the many ministries that we desire to do, that we are doing, and that will glorify you. So, Lord, we ask that you guide and lead us, and that we are not afraid to step forward and do a new thing to give you all honor and glory. Lord, we pray for Thanksgiving, for all the things that you have done for us, the many blessings that you have poured out on us. We just praise your name, and today we worship you as we should each and every day. Help us, Lord, to be in prayer, to always seek you, no matter what we are going through, the ups and downs of life, the chaos, the turbulence, the storms, that we are not afraid, for as we sang before, you are with us always. You love us, and we are yours. So as we come before you this day, Lord, we pray that we don't take our eyes off, that we don't fail. But when we do, Lord, pick us up, forgive us, and help us to move closer to you, that our relationship is always in a righteous way. Lord God, we don't always know, but sometimes we do know right from wrong, and sometimes we just don't understand the way of life. And so we ask you to help us out, to guide and lead us, that we can sort out what we really need to do in this life, and to be faithful and obedient unto you. And as we seek you, Lord, we know that you are always faithful to us. So this day we give to you, we give you our lives, and we ask that you bless them, that we may be a blessing to others. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and then taught us together to know how to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning our gospel reading is out of Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And then he climbed into the boat, and the wind died down. And those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. The story is following immediately after Jesus was on the mountainside feeding the 5,000. And so that's why he said immediately after they had all eaten their bread and fish, he dismissed the disciples to go to the other side. Here on this sea where they were kind of down in the mountain where the mountains are all around the waters. And in this water I was on when I went to the Holy Land, and when it was daytime and we were there, it was nice and calm. And we were in a book that was like a fisherman's boat. And we had several of our boats tied together because we had several buses, and the bishop was on with us and gave us a message, the word of God, as we sat in the waters. And it was such a pleasant day. It was the best part of my trip to the Holy Land that particular year. And I fell in love with being on the Sea of Galilee and in that boat and in God's nature. But I could see being on that boat when it was night, just at night without any storms, could be a little scary. And then in that type of setting with the winds and the mountains the way they were, the winds and the storms could come up so quick that they weren't prepared, and especially at night. You know, at night it's even harder to drive our cars. At night it's harder to see. If we're in our house and we don't turn on the lights and we need to get up in the middle of the night, we may stub our toes or we may hit furniture. At nighttime is so much more difficult. And then to see something coming at you in the water, I would imagine I would be just as frightful as the disciples were. But Jesus knows how they were. And so he says to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." You know, this scripture is with many in our scriptures. Our scriptures will tell us, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Angels come and before them, don't be afraid. Jesus tells us that over and over and over. And in the song that we sang earlier, it said that too. Don't be afraid. I love you. And you are mine. I have called each of you by name. He knows each one of us. He knew his disciples well. He knows us well. He promises that he will always be with us. He will always be with us. Now, I don't know if you noticed, before Jesus left and got into the water, he had gone himself to pray. He does that quite often in our scriptures, and I believe that's a great model for us, that he goes and prays and he talks with his Father, our God, so that he can be renewed and refreshed and guided by God. He seeks him. He puts his eyes on God so he knows what God wants him to do. And that's what he tells us. Don't be afraid, but seek me. Look at me. Keep your eyes on me. You don't need to be afraid. Trust me. In this passage, Jesus Christ is the authority, and he's the authority of our lives. And so Jesus is praying, he sends out his disciples, and then there's the trouble with storms, and he says, I am with you. It is I. Don't be afraid. But see, when we get to our troubles in our life, I titled this, Don't Let the Storms of Life Overtake Us. When we have life storms, whether it's finances, right now with the COVID, our finances, our economics in our country can overwhelm us. Not having jobs, not making enough money, unemployment, not having a roof over our head or not enough food to eat. We have troubles with relationships and marriages. We have trouble with our children and suicides. We have troubles and storms of life with accidents. And we wonder, as the disciples were probably doubting, because Jesus said, why are you doubting, you of little faith? Don't we trust Jesus Christ in our life storms? But I got to tell you, I'm a lot like the disciples. I worry way too much. I think about all the things that could happen instead of keeping my eyes on Jesus Christ. In one of my commentaries, I want to read you a story. It was about 1911. The Morton Salt Company started adding magnesium carbonate, an anti-caking agent, to their salt. This allowed the salt to pour freely, even in damp weather. To emphasize their free pouring salt, they came up with advertising to communicate that idea. They decided upon a famous Umbrella Girl image, and then they worked on a slogan, even in rainy weather, it flows freely. It said what they wanted, but it was too many words. Next, they thought of the old proverb, it never rains, but it pours. But that was next when decided it was too negative. Then they hit on the one that was just right, one that stood the test of time and been in continuous use by the company ever since. When it rains, it pours. So since 1914, both the Umbrella Girl, which was an artist's rendition and not based on a particular girl, and the slogan have been integral parts of the company's message and advertising. Has that slogan ever run true in our life? Which said, when it rains, it pours. Faced with one bad thing, you find that another is close at hand. One bright spot in those challenging times of life is that even in the midst of the trials, we often sense God's presence more clearly. When it rains, it pours. So I thought about that. I thought about Jesus, and he has authority over all, even the forces of nature. Yet sometimes he doesn't even stop that nature, the hurricanes, the flooding. the fires, the earthquakes. Disciples feared, and we fear. They didn't recognize him because of their fear. We don't see Jesus because we've taken our eyes off of him, and we can't recognize him when our eyes are off of him. But did you hear what the story said in the scriptures? Jesus calmed the troubled water. And Jesus can calm our troubled water. See, the disciples responded. Peter, at least, responded. If it's you, Lord, tell me. Invite me. Invite me to come to you. He doesn't use the word invite, but I think of inviting us, Jesus. Jesus, invite us. And so Peter gets out of the boat, and he walks on water. As far as I know, they're the only two that have ever walked on water. Jesus and Peter. But then what happened to Peter? He felt the wind. The storm of life was there. And he took his eyes off of Christ and began to sink. Is that what happens to us? When the storm of life comes up, maybe even the wind, it wasn't even telling us that it was a true storm, but the wind came up. And in that setting, could be very dangerous. But even with a little bit of wind, sometimes we can get anxious. Something that gives us fear, even if it's little, can overwhelm us. But Jesus is saying, trust me. Come to me. He invites each one of us to seek him out. To come to him as Peter got out of the boat and came to him. We too can step out of the boat and come to Jesus Christ. We just have to seek him. We have to trust him. We have to turn our life to him and not on whatever troubles we're looking at. We need to hear these words over and over. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Did you hear that song? I love you, and you are mine. I've called each of you by name. And after Peter walked on water, after he saw him, he said, truly, you are the Son of God. The question for us today is, do we believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do we believe that Jesus can help us out of our trouble? Can we believe that Jesus can take care of the storms of our life so that they don't overtake us? See, we have a choice. We have a choice to look and seek him. We have a choice to be in prayer with him. Did you realize that again? He did that at the very beginning. He prayed. Jesus prayed before he went and did the ministry. Did the disciples pray? No, they were worried. They doubted. They were scared. They were fearful. What does that tell us? Every day we should start in prayer and start in God's word. To be in our devotionals. To be in our scriptures in the Bible. To give thanks to him for the day that he has given to us. And at the end of the day, to give him thanks for the day we have been given. Jesus is sending out his disciples. He sends us out too. But we're not alone. They thought they were alone in the boat. And they were, physically. But Jesus Christ is spiritually with us today. And he went to them, knowing that the water and the wind were beginning to get rough. He came. And what did he say? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. In this world today, there are many of us that are afraid. Afraid of what's going to happen with COVID. Afraid what's going to happen economically. Afraid of. You put the words there. Sometimes we just get afraid of life. But see, the storms of life do not have to take over us. Jesus Christ is right there with us. Do we recognize him? The disciples didn't when they were in that boat. Not until he spoke. But when he spoke, they listened. If we seek him and don't take time to listen, we cannot hear his voice of what he needs to tell us. See, we can't just like pick up the phone, call Jesus, and go, da 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 da, this is happening in my life, and hang up. But we need to give him what the storms of life that are trying to overtake us are and give it to him and say, Jesus, then now what do I do? How can I? What do I? And if we take time to listen and seek him, he will answer. For he is with us. He loves us. And we are his. Remember the song, I've called each of you by name. He even knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows who we are. He knows what we're struggling with. He knows what we need. Not want, but need. That the storms of life do not need to take over us. It's amazing how Peter was the only one that got out of the boat. One out of 12? What's our numbers? How many of us will get out of the boat? Any? Will it be just one? There's a great book out there. If you want to get out of the boat, if you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. Right now I'm blank on the author, but it's a great book. Tell us about ministry. See, ministry is like getting out of the box, getting out of the boat. If we want to do something, we can't be doing the same thing by staying in the boat or the building. We have to do a new thing. But for many of us, we are like the disciples, afraid to try. Jesus didn't say, Peter, come. Well, he did, because Peter was the only one that responded. But I'm sure that was for anybody that was in the boat. Come. Come. Come to me. I ask you, are you seeking God with all of you, your eyes, your ears, your heart, your thoughts? Are you ready to get out of the boat? Don't let the storms of life overtake you, but let Jesus lead and you follow. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are always with us. Help us to not have little faith and doubt, but to trust in you that whatever comes our way, that we do not need to be afraid, but that we can turn it all over to you, and you will calm the troubled waters. We thank you for all that you do. In the name of the risen Christ, I pray. Amen. This morning, let us take up our morning offering. Again, if you have not sent yours in, please do so or sign up for EFT, and Tina will play our offering. Car, you may want to do the doxology. Please stand. Let us sing. Lord God, we ask that you bless these gifts and that have given, that be used for the ministry of your kingdom on earth. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Our closing song.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Thank you. bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands at victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. A part of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. And no power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Of Christ I'll stand, and no power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Know that you go this week. Know that you have the power of Jesus Christ, and you can stand. Don't let the storms of life overtake you. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.